The American Bald Eagle Foundation Raptor Center and Natural History Museum recently opened its aviaries for unguided public visits. It is the first step in a renovation of the space to improve care and visitor interaction, KHNS reports. On a rainy Monday morning, Education and Outreach Coordinator Sydney Campbell steps into a wood and mesh wire enclosure. She's greeted by a series of excited chirps from Zilla, a Lanner-Saker hybrid falcon.
Hi, baby girl!
Campbell has some rat meat for the bird, but she's going to have to work for it.
Zilla is training, so she does targeting, so she targets around her enclosure where I ask her to. All of the birds step on a scale when we ask so that we can get weights every day.
Campbell directs Zilla to different points of the aviary. After each successful landing, she rewards her with a small piece of meat. As the team runs through their training regimen, a pair of visitors approaches the aviary. Campbell tells them about Zilla, explaining her species, her history, and her personality. They even perform a trick where Zilla catches a treat in midair.
Good girl. She got it. Yeah, she's a super, super hard worker.
This is exactly the kind of natural interaction with visitors that the Raptor Center is trying to foster. In the past, the aviaries behind the visitor center were much more restricted.
The space was so tight and so small that we could only lead tours of about 15 people through here once a day, which means that about 90% of our guests were not seeing what we actually do here.
The only other opportunity to see the birds was when staff brought them out of the aviaries on gloves to face the crowds. But some birds just aren't cut out for that. To address this problem, the enclosures in the back are being reorganized to open up space for a walkway that visitors can use to observe the aviaries. Not only will this layout improve the experience for tourists, it will also help staff with their duties.
We're changing the aviaries so that they're more open and accessible and therefore easier to clean. It'll also require less staff time because we don't have to go out and do training sessions in private, like between our other commitments on program days. We can now go out and do them in front of people.
In the last year, two of the center's owls passed away, and an eagle was taken off-site temporarily. This has made it possible to relocate two emergency shelters and tear down two aviaries. With the extra space, the center has laid out a walkway for visitors and plans to build four new small enclosures. The original plans for the aviary redesign included a much larger expansion. Due to funding restrictions and new fish and wildlife regulations on the size of raptor enclosures, the foundation had to compromise.
Because this project was already underway, the enclosures that we're building at the size we're building are grandfathered in, essentially. But if we were not doing this now, they would have to be much bigger, and we just don't have space on the property. So we needed to kind of compromise and make sure that we could build what we consider large and safe enough spaces for our team of ambassadors.
The goal is to build the four new shelters by October. The cost will be roughly $50,000, $40,000 of which has already been raised. Once built, the foundation hopes to expand their team of birds, or ambassadors, as they are called, at the center. The existing aviaries are now open for public viewing at no charge for Haines residents.